Welcome to my Wholeness podcast, where I send you messages that help you create success that aligns with your whole self and authenticity. After a decade of providing leadership programs for major companies and high-achieving entrepreneurs, you may know me for my book, This Is How We Rise, or my conference, She Summit. I have gotten to know thousands of you deeply and the mental and emotional battles behind your titles. That's why I have launched Wholeness Coaching, Retreats, and this podcast to help you do the inner work to align your second half of life with what matters the most. Not only do you deserve to feel more joy, peace, power, passion on a consistent basis, our next generation needs you to model it. Enjoy this message. And I truly believe that now in 2023, especially with world events and national events, that there's never been a more critical time that we over the next decade, especially as women, we really start doing the work in community to understand our internal mental, emotional health patterns, the story we tell ourselves, and actually do the inner work to align with our whole selves, our truth, our authenticity. And this is the individual work that I've been doing with the highest level of leaders who've been on my She Summit stage, to the entrepreneurs, to the corporate individuals and leaders who have been driving major initiatives in their companies, which are, again, like micro societies of humanity. And now these wholeness retreats that I'm doing is inviting you to come and do the work with me facilitating it in these small groups. So I have, you know, moving away from those large, massive She Summits, I'm now going to be rolling out with a series of retreats. And again, this is off of years and years of coaching groups and individuals, and now bringing this curriculum into these small two-day retreats where we go through the curriculum, we go through the reflection, we go through sharing our stories. And it's so important that we find courage in each other's stories. And together, retreat after retreat, we are building a network and a community and a movement that for the next decade, we want to build work-life experience. We want to create a future where the work-life experience is built on well-being, is built on purpose, is built on community. It's built on vulnerability. It's built on our stories. It is built on our wholeness. We are not just workers and laborers. We are parents. We are children. We are sisters and brothers. And the one universal language that connects all of us, our ethnicity, is humanity. Our language, our universal language, is humanity. Our culture, our country, is humanity. Forget about left, right. Forget about, you know, all the different differences that are triggering everybody right now. We can get whole internally so that we can build the next decade and change what success means. We can redefine success. We can redefine power. We can redefine leadership to be more whole. And we have to, this is not just about us and our quality of daily life experience, it's about our children. We know that mental health in our teenagers and in our kids right now, our Surgeon General has called it a national crisis in the United States. We know that our individual mental health, there's a crisis in individuals in the workplace, to full-time caregivers or part-time caregivers. And there's gotta be a better way for us as a society of humanity to redefine the paradigm. And I believe that women, you know, we are the ones that birth humanity. We are the ones that mother, that breastfeed, that nurture. And I believe that traditional definitions of power, of success, need that feminine need that empathy, that needs that compassion and that vulnerability, which is our superpower. Our brokenness is our superpower. Our messiness is our superpower. And so if we can come together and build a new culture, a new future where it's built on radical authenticity and radical truth and radical vulnerability and radical healing, then I truly believe we have a chance at really bettering society and our workplaces, our communities, our families. And, you know, it's interesting. I think everybody's working on protecting their mental health right now because of social issues and the news and everything in the outer world, not to mention the day-to-day survival of getting our kids to school or managing our daily, weekly, monthly, annual load of responsibilities. And we have to set those boundaries of, you know, what am I going to give energy to and what am I not going to give energy to? But it's so important that we find ways on how to, yes, have those boundaries, but still use our voice, still connect, still reach out in ways that are healthy. And I think that we need to actually, just like our kids, you know, when they get reactionary and they have tantrums or they get triggered or having meltdowns, I think grownups, we have meltdowns all the time, right? And so the way our kids can fight, you know, I have a daughter and I have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old that fight all the time, and they're triggering each other all the time. And I think that that's really how the outer world is now often. And people are so afraid to speak up. People are so afraid to put themselves out there. And we do have to protect our energy. But I believe that there's ways to make a difference and use our voice and our energy in a way that is really healthy, that makes us, that fills our cup, and at the same time be aligning with that whole self, the wholeness of who we are. Because whatever your diversity and your difference is, it needs representation, it needs community, it needs love, it needs connection. So this is a message for, you know, those that are, I've invited. The first retreat is November 3rd and 4th in New York City in Soho. I've got a lot of you in New York. And then the second retreat, we're gonna do a Zoom version for my global audience, January 12th and 13th. And then our third retreat is going to be February 2nd and 3rd in Tampa, Florida, which is where I live now. All the details are going to be, you know, on the ClaudiaChan.com site, or it's in the invitation website that you received from Tenya. And so I'm sending you so much love. And, you know, it's going to be a small group this first November, but part of being in the movement is to, not only do we come together and we're going to vision and heal and align and create together, but we're also going to be building this movement. And I love networks like Chief and the Mom Project and all these things out there, but this is really meant to be super organic and healing and improvisational, and it's going to be co-created by all of us. You have the opportunity as an inaugural member of my inner circle to actually contribute to your ideas and just to tap into the collective genius that makes up all of us. So I love you, and I'm excited to see the people that are coming to November 3rd and 4th in New York City to the retreat. Tenya can assist you with anything you need. And for anybody else that wants to join, please just apply at ClaudiaChan.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you felt this message in your soul. A few questions. What is the story on replay that you tell yourself about yourself? Putting achievement and appearance aside, how is your quality of life experience on a regular basis? I invite you to enroll in my wholeness coaching program and first ever retreat in New York City this November 3rd and 4th. You will experience a day and a half of deep self-work and alignment, connection with incredible human beings, and certification in my whole self-leadership framework. This inner circle is my new community and movement devoted to creating a future where the work-life experience is built on wholeness, not burnout. Visit ClaudiaChan.com for more information, and I hope to see you soon.